I think it's certainly in the last few years it's become apparent that the concept of open government doesn't really extend to journalists in the way that, of course, journalists would like for it to extend to them. That really it is becoming in many ways more and more difficult to get information out of agencies. And it's clear from the survey that, that journalists see a lot of roadblocks in the way that they're reporting on what government is doing.
Your colleague Charles Clark writes, the Society of Professional Journalists found that agency press staff subjected reporters to alarming rules requiring pre-approval of interviews with employees, some outright prohibitions on interviews, and sometimes intrusive monitoring of interviews once they were granted. The survey was completed by 146 Washington-based reporters between January 23rd and February 24th. So this isn't just you and me talking about our anecdotal experiences dealing with federal agencies, although you and I have had these conversations on the air and especially off the air in the past about the experiences that we've had.
Yeah, it's really nothing new. And some of this is stuff that I think a lot of us have just adjusted to over time. For instance, having to get approval from public affairs offices for interviews. I mean, that goes back at least 20 years, as long as I've been around it. The difference is that it used to be fairly routine that if you requested an interview, there was a process that you had to go through, and often it required, you know, some sort of approval by the public affairs office, but that approval was usually granted. And often you could get, the big difference now, I think, is that it's much harder to get to the people actually doing the work who can really answer questions. And a lot of times what the public affairs offices want to do is direct you to the people at the top, or in a lot of instances, simply they seem to try to prevent you from getting the information that you really want.
The interesting part of this conversation, Tom, is, and I wonder if you have the same experience I do, when I go to events and I actually connect with the people that would be theoretical interview subjects, they're 99 times out of 100 tremendously accommodating, willing to speak on the record, excited to talk about the work that they're doing, proud of the achievements of their teams, and yet when it comes back around to the clearance process that you just described, that more often than not is unfortunately not quite as easy as it would seem to be based on the enthusiasm that the decision makers in the federal government have about talking about what they're doing.
Yeah, and oddly to me, I think this is often to the detriment of the agency itself,
mm-hmm.
because these people can do two things. One, they can really clarify things that you clear up misperceptions that journalists might have about what an agency is doing. And the second is they can tell the good news stories about what's going on in government. And more than ever, I would think government would want to do this to get these stories out there. And they have them. And I think there are people who are willing to report them. It's just often not easy to find them.
Yeah, the line of progression that I see here, Tom, is federal government does things, some bad, mostly overwhelmingly good. Agencies get asked about what's going on inside the agencies. They are not as forthcoming as they could be about how that works. And so the perception among, especially, I guess, among these 146 reporters that took this SPJ survey is, well, there must be something there to hide, even though we're trying to find out what good is going on in there. There must be something, some reason they don't want to talk about it.
Right. Now, to be fair, there are quite a few people who are not trying to find out what's good going on in government.
Yes.
Going in with a preconception that government can't do anything right. And there are also people who are not specialists in any way in government, writing about government, who parachute in episodically and for whom they may not really understand how government works, and it may take a lot of time to explain to them, and they
mm-hmm.
may still not get it. So I understand in some cases where it's difficult, because in the old days when there were many, many more reporters covering agencies, you'd have specialists. There'd be a reporter who was assigned to the Agriculture Department, and he or she would get to know the people there, and they would get to know him or her, and you know, there could be some relationship and they would develop expertise over time. And that's less true now than it used to be. People tend to, you know, parachute in more. So I do have a certain degree of sympathy, but still, I think there, far too often, we encounter more people than we used to that simply seem to take the position, my job is to try to prevent you from getting information about what's going on in this agency.
Well, and you and I have talked off the air about the experience that I had with a former official from one of the top federal agencies who said exactly that. And I asked this person, why is it so different? It's, you love to talk. You're great on the radio. You have a tremendous amount of knowledge to share and you want to share it. Why weren't you able to do that? And the response was, my public affairs officer told me my job is to keep you away from the media. Now, I also, as you are, I want to be fair too and say that we deal at Federal News Radio with a huge number of public affairs officers, media people at agencies that are very forthcoming and are very helpful. So this is not a painting, trying to paint everybody with the same brush. There are some folks that really get the idea that organizations like us and organizations like you are trying to chronicle what's going on inside the agencies for the benefit of other people inside other agencies and not get headline stories on the front pages or tops of websites or whatever, that it's a different medium, essentially. But there are some folks that still seem to think that everybody out there, if they come from a media perspective, is trying to do something gotcha.
Yeah, and often they seem to take the position that they'll prevent you from getting information, not just by saying, I'm sorry, we're not going to help you out, but by saying, well, I'll get back to you, or we can't quite do that, but, you know, and that goes on and on and on. I almost wish they would just say, listen, we're not going to be helpful, and just, you shouldn't even bother. Because a lot of times, just a bunch of time gets wasted in trying to pry information or interviews out when it becomes clear it's just not going to happen.
Well, and the other assumption that I think that happens, and I'm surprised it continues to happen, you have good reporters, we have good reporters, and they're able to get information, not necessarily in the way that the agency would like that information to be obtained. And so I wonder a lot of times if they wouldn't be better off opening the front door and letting somebody walk in rather than forcing somebody to go around the back and break a window and crawl in the back door, back window.
It is going to color what someone thinks as they're going through the reporting process. If someone's not being cooperative, you have to start asking the question, is there something they're trying to hide?
I will put a thing out here, too, and I'll speak on behalf of Federal News Radio and let you speak on behalf of GovExec. There is an organization of government media people, and the name of it unfortunately escapes me right now. I would love to have a representative of that organization come on the show and explain what we can do to facilitate better relationships with people in the agencies, because maybe there's a reason that they operate the way that they operate, and maybe this is an opportunity to jumpstart a dialogue that hasn't really happened in the time that I've been covering the federal government, and maybe we can wind up at some point in the future looking back and saying this was an opportunity to really start that dialogue again.
Yeah, I think that absolutely it would be great to have that kind of dialogue. And there is a National Association of Government Communicators, and I think they do a pretty good job of trying to promote the notion that, you know, the idea of communications in government should be to try to facilitate the process of reporting on what actually happens in government and not just to control information. So I think I think that would be a great thing. And like you said, there are a lot of people in government. I don't want to paint everybody with a broad brush. There are a lot of people who do a great job of this. This is yet another example of how I thought the Recovery Board was a great example of openness in government. That extended to their media operation, in which they were very cooperative. And another great thing was, what they were great at is if they couldn't find a particular thing or do a particular thing, they explained why. Explicitly what the problem was, if there was a problem. And I think that goes a long way toward making the relationship really work.